Hello, my name is Madeline. I'm a Gudja Tamara Wurundjeri woman, and I'd like to say thank you to the people that have passed on, all our ancestors, brother, boy, sister, girls, cousins, and uncles. And I'd like to say really good stuff about people that are present here today in our group and all our self-advocacy representations and everyone that, is Indigenous or not Indigenous. I'd like to say thank you, and we can be happy to be on Aboriginal land. Thank you.
We recognize self-advocates who have worked very hard over many years for the rights and human rights for all, especially who's not here today.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio, and 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a self-advocacy radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us. You're listening to 3CR's International Women's Day broadcast.
My name is Janet, and I'm a self-advocate from a group called Power in Culture and Equality. Today's show is about International Women's Day, and our show is called Strong Women Coming Together. And gee, are they strong today? Yay!
And I'm Janice Slattery. I'm a strong self-advocate from Rainforest.
Hello, my name's Madeline Prasad. I'm from the Blackfella Shout Out Group.
My name is Amanda, and I belong to four groups and also one various subgroups as well.
I'm Maria, and I work at the Self Advocacy Resource Unit as a peer worker on a new project called SAFE, Self Advocacy for Everyone.
I am at I from New Wave Latrobe Valley.
Today, we will talk about what it means to be a strong woman that sticks up for themselves. How long have you been involved in the self-advocacy movement?
I've been doing this for a lot of years, actually, maybe more than 15 or 16 years, because I'm on a lot of different committees. And I really like helping people and seeing a real change around the world, in Australia, amongst Aboriginal communities and Western communities. And education is the key, and teaching. And I really enjoy it. And I'm really a passionate Aboriginal disability advocate. And I really enjoy doing this as well. And we have to stand up for people and be a really strong voice and help them stand up through a show, a picture, a poem. And same with domestic violence, because there is proactive help there, and you can achieve it and do it with anything you do in life. I'm really blessed to be on a lot of committees, and thank you.
I've been involved since the early 86, and I didn't know much about self-advocacy until I got involved. And now I'm a strong woman. I was at Goodfella, it's an activity centre, and I went along to a MIDAS AGM one time. And with the MIDA, I got to know these other advocacy group. Well, a MIDA Rainforest was the only one around. The other self-advocacies came along and I didn't know much about them until I got involved with them. And now you can't really shut me up.
Well, I was 20, so I'm 45 years young. So 25 years. And self-advocacy back then was a bit young, but now I think we've grown a bit stronger, and I think the community has changed, and I think the bar is a bit higher for equality and calling things out. I think it's a bit higher. But having said that, there's still a lot of crap that goes around. We've still got heaps of work to do. I'm just saying that it's a bit different right now, which is good.
About 20 years. Didn't know anything about it until I joined a day service who got one. Then an exhibition happening next door to the day service. Then I asked New Wave about what them do, and then I left the day service, and now I'm nearly full of knowledge, not full, but nearly full of knowledge.
I've been involved in self-advocacy since the mid-90s. I was first involved through an email list called ANI, Autism Network International, and through the Mental Health Consumer Survivor Movement. Then I was one of the early leaders of what's now known as Brain Injury Matters.
Amanda's been involved for 46 years coming up this year in April. That's from 1980 until 2026. So that's 40 years, 46 years. Wow,
Amazing
wow,
achievement.
wow.
Well done, Amanda.
Ooh, go, sister girl.
Yep.
What are some of the things you've achieved in your time as a self-advocate?
If you've got half a day or less, I've achieved great goal, and is to start up raising our voices back in August in 1987. It's a long story to that, but I won't tell it. And plus, I've been the current treasurer of Reinforce. I might be heading into my 21st or 22nd year of treasurer Reinforce for my outside group. I'm still involved in the Star Trek group. I've reached a vice president in my third year of my Star Trek group outside of my advocacy work, and I love my Star Trek group too.
I think the thing that I'm proudest of is actually the Oz Advocacy email discussion list. I started that in 1996, 1997, when the internet outside of universities was really new in Australia. So people weren't using it to talk about disability rights and advocacy. So I was on some of the overseas email lists about disability. And I said, we need one for the disability rights movement in Australia. So I started it. And it continued in various forms for 20 or 30 years. No longer around anymore, but that's because other things have taken its place.
Amazing. Well done.
A couple things, like a little thing, a crossing in Commercial Road in Morwell, and keeping New Wave Latrobe going when religion workers. That a treatment for me when religion workers all the time.
That is a massive achievement to keep it going. Well done, Kat. Janet.
I am just in awe of everyone's, like, they just keep going. I'm just like listening to all the work everyone's done. But I reckon the biggest achievement, or one of the things that I will always remember, is founding the self-advocacy group, which I'm a member of, Power in Culture and Equality, because people with disability that are people of colour, they face racism and disability discrimination. And I think there's lots of work to go on with that. So, can I just say everyone can start a self-advocacy group? All you need is another person that has the same issue as you. You have to be passionate. And I started with a name, yeah? So please start self-advocacy groups.
Yeah.
If you want to start a self-advocacy group, contact the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit and soon to be the Safe Help Desk.
Yes, perfect, Maz.
I really exceed the time that I was working for Women's Health Rest in Footscray and about pap smear and breast for me, giving information to women about their health issues and that. And I really was proud of her. And that went for 10 years.
Amazing.
Janice, can I tell a story?
Yep.
Janice and I went to a conference in
In Seattle
Seattle
in
in
2000.
2000. The major sponsor of that conference was a large organization that had the R word in its name. There were signs all over this conference that had the R word in it because it was the name of the
So
organization.
William and I got texts and we'll scrub them out and
We put signs everywhere. It has changed its name.
Oh, thank
So
gosh.
we achieved that. Yeah, not single-handedly, but
That's good.
The organization used to be called the American Association for MR.
Yuck.
That word that we don't like, Amanda.
It's now intellectual and developmental disability. And this is in 2000. It wasn't that long
Oh my
ago.
gosh. Yuck.
I thought that was an important story.
Just being humble, loving, and caring, and helping the people with disabilities really stand up and have a go and not to be scared to be a strong, powerful self-advocate. And I really just, I'm so passionate about helping mob too, and parliament and governments to understand how our culture is very different and people need to be listened and heard, really being listened to and not to be judged. It doesn't matter, I'm Aboriginal with mixed blood, I'm fair. And they still, racism, it's really sad out there. The Jungais treat people really badly, like down at the Richmond Flats. I have to stop the police from, putting sister girl and brother boy that have got mental health issues. They're not on drugs. Oh, the police, sorry. The police treat us, I don't know, and other nationality people really badly. And it doesn't matter what nationality, color, or race you are, we all still bleed the same and everyone's equal.
We will be right back after a song called War by Katy Perry.
Do we must remember that lines are in the songs that one day do.
I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything.
listening to 3CR International Women's Day broadcast. Let's go, women!
Yay! Wow.
This song you just heard was "War" by Katy Perry. This song was chosen because it recommends strong women.
You are listening to Raising Our Voices on 855 on the AM bands. This 3CR digital run 3CR streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio program for and run by people with disabilities.
Nothing about us without us.
Today, we are talking with strong women who are self-advocates. We have heard about some of their achievements in self-advocacy and ready to hear some more.
Yes. Are there any achievements you would love to talk about?
I'm not sure I'm going to step out in the Crocodile Creek, but speaking of a big achievement, I went for my first helicopter ride down at Lake Entrance. Never done that before for my 70th birthday, which is just gone.
That's a great 70th present.
You don't know which one this.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been on a lot of committees and I like helping people and I just like seeing a lot of policies and procedures and, you know, doctrines change in society. And I just like standing up for people with disabilities. And I've seen a lot of stuff change in quite a few organisations. I'm on their committees and you have to voice up and give assertive criticism sometimes to make change. Like you have to stand up. It can be scary, but you have to do it. And I've done that a lot of times and I feel really, you know, really good about helping people. And policy and procedure down at the Richmond Flats, I'm on a board down there for drug addiction, domestic violence, community, and same in Toorak. And I've seen a lot of change because you make people have confidence and grow and learn with education, training and knowledge.
My achievement is I just enjoy life. Yeah.
That's good. I just wanted to say that on International Women's Day, when I'm a self-advocate, or not when I'm a self-advocate, I'm always a self-advocate, let's be real. But I think now that I'm a 45-year-old woman and I'm a self-advocate, I think that being a self-advocate means that I am able to speak more freely because when I wasn't a self-advocate, I tended to make myself smaller because I am a woman. And so you kind of minimize yourself. But as a self-advocate, that's not the way. Like self-advocacy means that you speak up for your rights, and not only just for your rights, but for like people with disability. But that also includes people with disability who are women, like identify as women. So, yeah, that's what I think about when I do self-advocacy around about this time. And you know, women together, we can do anything. I'm very proud. I'm very proud.
Janet, you talked earlier about the intersection of disability and racism.
Yeah.
There's also, of course, the intersection of disability and sexism.
Yes.
Yeah, and ageism and, like, and it's more common when you're a woman. Like, if you're an older woman, that's even more. And then You know, there's so many things that women with disabilities have to navigate, like, because the world isn't made for us. And for people that say there should be a men's day, I'm like, poo-poo, every day is a men's day. No. And when you make it accessible for women with disabilities or minorities, you tend to make it accessible for everyone. Yeah.
With New Wave, I just learn a lot, and then I got tapped on the shoulder and say, "Would you like to be the peer leader for New Wave?" Then I'd be the peer leader of growing another set, growing as a woman and in the self-advocacy world. And that's really a good achievement for me to learn more about peer leaders and more about New Wave and advocacy in whole of Victoria. Paid employment, not volunteer positions no more. Used to be some people do it volunteer. If you get the bus or something, might get $5 something, but besides that, now it real wages coming in and real pay.
I've done a lot of public speaking to different audiences. I've been on a lot of committees. I've been a lived experience co-researcher on a few
Oh,
different
gee.
research projects. And outside of self-advocacy, I'm a park run director. I am also a Paralympian. And about a month ago, I set a world record for frame running in the 400 meters.
Wow.
Hell, that's good. Yeah.
Amazing.
Fantastic achievement,
Yes.
Naz.
Yep. What is some advice you can give to young women who want to be a strong self-advocate?
Yeah, don't be scared to talk up. It might take you a different way to talk up, but you will get there one day. But take time. No one question. You will learn about self-advocacy by asking questions to find the right answers for you.
Well, I would say if you wanted to get into self-advocacy, I would say the hardest thing is starting. So if you start, you kind of get a momentum and it's kind of like addictive. You want more because then you realize there's more problems and you want to keep going and then you keep going. Yeah, so I think that the most hardest thing about self-advocacy and the biggest advice I would give a young woman is to start, and there will be lots and lots of disappointments. Like, people will disappoint you, but when you get that little win, it's so good. And it's not just for you, it's for the movement. So yeah, just start.
Okay, we're forgetting one thing. Sometimes, even new women come to join the self-advocacy, they might be scared. They might not know who they can get in touch with. So, if we're already joined the self-advocacy, what we can do is take those people along with us to introduce them to other people. And that's how they get to know other people and get involved in advocacy. Because if you just go along, you don't know who to meet. You're scared and you're lonely and yeah.
Yes, just like stand up, take their hand, and take them to a self-advocacy conference or to a day or a mentor day and show them, what all the different self-advocacy groups are about. And then you can give them information, training, and learning, and they can make them feel welcome. And then they can use their initiative if they want to do their role self-advocacy group or committee, and just, showing them a lot of stuff, and they'll feel, nice.
Then they can make up their own minds.
Yeah, feel secure, because a lot of people feel scared. That's true. So make them a warm, loving, caring space, and good communication and input will make them feel really confident, so they can become a real self-advocate.
Yeah, because we're all very friendly at the Self-Advocacy Resource
We've
Unit.
all got really unique experience, this lived experience, unique gifts we can bring to the royal table.
And the hotline and the safe hotline.
Yes.
That's right.
And National Self-Advocacy Day coming up in October.
I've got another way of, if you tell people or drop pamphlets in their boxes. I'm just going to use Ross House as a metaphor or place to drop pamphlets in their various boxes of ring ring at Ross House, and you'll soon find out if you get any interest, that's fine, or you can go and tell people, spread the word about, or we can put things on raising our voices and get the word out that way, because it's more than one way to reach people.
It's called self-advocacy, but that doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself. We're stronger together, and we all have things that we can contribute to each other.
If you would like to become a strong, independent self-advocate and join a self-advocacy group close to you can go onto the Voices Together website to find out more. We will share a link for the website on our Facebook page. If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on International Women's Day broadcast. Woo-woo! Today we are strong women coming together, and we talked about how to be a strong advocate.
Thanks for listening to Raising Your Voices. Stay tuned to 3CR.
Yay!
Woo! Woo-hoo!